Yes, what's that sound? It's the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. It's all here on The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. Good morning. We're having a new show right now. Happy, happy Saturday. That's the sound of coffee. I hope you will come and join me. Come bring your cup of coffee, of course, because the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. We're going to talk about author news, my latest interviews, and also the book by Walter Mosley, This Year You Write Your Novel. So come and tune in. Morning, this is Syl Stein of The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And I've been, drinking my Dunkin' Donut coffee. I hope you're having a happy, happy Saturday. Welcome to the show. I hope that you're having a great day. I apologize for not being able to do as many shows. I have a busy, busy week usually, and I need to schedule more shows, so I do apologize for that. But I wanted to say that I'm really grateful for all of you that do tune in, do listen to the podcast, and it is called The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters, and it is about books and coffee, because I love books. I'm an author. I love books, and I also love coffee. And we do present the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee, which I initially started another podcast with that, but I do add the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee on The Daily with Syl Stein. So now it's all together, so it won't need to have two separate things. So I hope that you tune in, and I hope you like what you're listening to. And I'm sorry I sound a little frazzled, but as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, there's always so many things going on. It's really hard to find a spot to record. So I do apologize for that. But I am drinking my Dunkin' Donut coffee. And I hope you're enjoying your coffee as well. And I hope you hashtag that, send me a picture of you with your mug drinking coffee. Hashtag The Daily with Syl Stein, which is at The Daily with Syl Stein. You can send it through a DM through there. At The Daily with Syl Stein. You can hashtag The Daily with Syl Stein. You can also send it to my author page or through my email, SylWriter. And I'll put all the links on the show, so you'll be able to send it to. But it's the email SylWriter07@gmail.com. So today's show, I'm just going to talk about basically author news, and also that the interview I did recently with Destiny and John Constantine, and then also reflect back a little bit on Walter Mosley, This Year You Write Your Novel. So we'll be right back to The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. Good morning and happy, happy Saturday. Well, I want to start with, first and foremost, I want to send a big shout out to John and Destiny Constantine of Chasing Stories. First and foremost, congratulations for being on the news, having an interview, and talking all about your book or books and the journey with dad, and how you trying to inspire others, through the hardships that you've had, especially, making sure that, a disability doesn't define, the person, and that there more needs to be done. So shout out to you, Destiny, and your dad, John, for the support. And I want to say thank you for being on the podcast. That's the interview I've done so far this year with John and Destiny Constantine of Chasing Stories, and I want to send them a big shout out. I'm really grateful that you took the time to be on the show, and I hope you'll check out their interview. But also congratulations for all the success on your books, especially with the Wizard Awards that you won, and you're not letting anything stop you, especially you, Destiny. And also to your parents, your mom and dad, but especially your dad, the relationship that you both have, the support And like I said, they're a father and daughter duo that have a podcast. They've written books together. And it's to inspire others, you know, like especially children to, you know, never let anything stop you. So big shout out to them. And thank you for being on the program. And please check out the interview. It's on The Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for podcasters. So big shout out to them. I want to start with that. And I'm also wanted to mention, you know, I hope that you check out the books that I've, all the interviews I've done. I've spoken about Judy Blume, which is one of my favorite all-time authors. I've always loved her books, especially Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I got to go see that movie with my daughter. And it was great because my daughter's 13. She's navigating the middle school age, just like Margaret, and trying to find her footing. And now, well, she's going on eighth grade, but I can remember when she first started in sixth grade. And, you know, so it was a great moment to be able to watch that movie, read Judy Blume's books, which have, you know, totally changed my life. And I was really grateful to be able to do several shows about that. So I hope you check those out. And also, you know, talking about the book by amazing author Walter Mosley, This Year You Write Your Novel. I hope you check out what I've said so far. It's a book to inspire you to write. Basically, no excuses. Get it done. And then I used that book during my time at Southern New Hampshire University. I earned a master's degree in creative writing in English. And that was one of the books we used, and I found it very inspiring, especially the way that Walter Mosley lays it all out very bluntly. He doesn't sugarcoat it. It's just like, right, there's no excuse. Just get it done, you know, and it's true. I'm the type of person that has made excuses to writing. I used to write all my books like Closure, Chasing Clarity, The Diary of the Broken Father. I wrote those constantly, and I would work on them constantly. Lately, my new book, Battered Mind, which I'm supposed to be working on, I always find other things to do, which I know we get busy, but it needs to be out. It needs to be worked on. And it basically, you need to dedicate time to writing, even if it's 30 minutes, but give it your full 30 minutes. Even if it's an hour, give it your full hour or more than that. But the whole point of that book is to write your novel. Get it done. And I went over the different narratives you can use. If you want to write it in first person, third person, and the differences on that. So make sure you check out the different styles. And so far, what I've said about what Walter Mosley says about This Year You Write Your Novel. I also want to go back to the book by Amy Peters, which is a writer's devotional. And it gives you prompts for writing, especially me working, you know, as a tutor. I find that writing prompts help develop creation or creative minds. And you can kind of jot down the things you want to write about, the things you want to say. And it helps you create more details and what inspire you to kind of focus on the topic that you want to write about. Whether it's a fiction story or nonfiction, but writing prompts, and they're in that writer's devotional, and they have like every day of the week, it has a different thing to do, authors on writing, recommending books, different things on that book. So also, I want to go back to that. But I wanted to do at least a short podcast today to kind of just give you an insight of what's coming up for The Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for podcasters. And hopefully the newsletter will be out by August 1st. And I want to send a big shout out to Tara James and Samantha Socorso, who always share all the things that I do. And they're very, very, very good about sharing all my author stuff. So I wanted to send a big shout out to both of them. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate all the hard work. And we'll be right back to The Daily with Sil Stein now through Spotify for podcasters. we're back to the Daily with Silstein. Now through Spotify for podcasters. You need to excuse me. I was recording the next segment and then I got a whoop, like a lot of coughing. So I had to re-record that. But welcome back to the Daily with Silstein. Now through Spotify for podcasters, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. I'm enjoying my cup of Dunkin' Donut coffee. My husband enjoyed a cup of Dunkin' Donut coffee today. But there's other coffee that I've been kind of going into during the week. I bought a box of Seattle's Best coffee. It's like a house blend. And it was really, really good. I wasn't sure what, you know, if it was going to be good or not, but it was on sale. So I said, okay, I told my son, one of my sons, Paul, I said, I think I'm just going to take it home and see. And it was actually really, really good. It was the Keurig brand and I really like it because normally I buy either McCafe, Dunkin' Donut, Black Rifle Coffee, which is my husband's favorite. And we have the, what's it called? Smooth Revolver or the Black Rifle brand?
Silencer Smooth.
I always say it wrong. Silencer Smooth. And that's really, really good too. But, I tried the Seattle Best House Blend Medium Roast and it was really, really good. But of course, I always have to go back to my Dunkin'. So and that's just the regular original flavor for Keurig. So, but I wanted to share that. And if you want to share on the comments, like your own, what's your favorite type of coffee? If you like it, you know, just drinking it without any half and half like I do. And I like drinking it with half and half. But if you don't, or just you want to, you know, you like more of the frappuccinos or the lattes, or there's difference. Iced coffee is not my favorite, not to put anyone down. If I want iced coffee, I'll just leave my coffee sitting there and then it'll get cold. That's just my own preference. But I prefer the Keurig brand and the brewing also. Like when I go to my mother and father-in-law's, they have their coffee maker and it brews the coffee. And my father-in-law puts this half hazelnut and half of the coffee, and he just knows how to really make it like blend in really well, grinds the beans of the coffee, and it's just really, really, really good. And yes, of course, because I'm a coffee lover, right? So if you're a coffee lover like me, share your own coffee like story. If you want to send it in to the email sillwriter07@gmail.com, you can do that. And we'll talk about all about coffee. And like I said, I also recommend books on this podcast. And I wanted to go into the books by amazing best-selling author. And she does it all. Diana Gabaldon and her Outlander series. You know, hard to believe that she started as a marine biologist and has written all these great books. And of course, you know, it's the story of Claire and Jamie Fraser, and it's all, you know, the story itself is just amazing. But I would start with the books by Diana Gabaldon. If you're already watching the series on Stars, you've never read her books, you're really not doing yourself any service by not reading them, because you read the books and then you watch the series, it connects you to the characters a lot more, and their story of, you know, history and time traveling and all this, you know, all this amazing stuff. And of course, the love between Claire and Jamie. So it's just a great, great series to start with. So I wanted to recommend her books. And also, of course, the books by John and Destiny Constantine, The Journey with Dad. They are if you check out their websites, I put it all on the episode, all their links. You can connect to the website Destiny created, the website, and also has an online store you can shop, and all the information's on there. So make sure that you check that out. I also wanted to mention that you need to also check out a podcast by, it's called The Joel Flair Show. And it's also through Spotify for podcasters. And I think he does it once a month, and he talks about music and all the great musicians, which he mentioned he can go from anywhere from John Williams to Selena, the Tejano singer. And then recently it was Limp Bizkit, and many different episodes that he has. So I hope you check out the Joel Flair Show and join him and his sidekick Kit as they bring you great artists. And I think he talked also about Dolly Parton and many others. Please check out the Joel Flair Show through Spotify for podcasters. I hope you'll check him out as well. And we'll be right back to The Daily with Silstein now through Spotify for podcasters. And we're back to The Daily with Silstein now through Spotify for podcasters, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. This is the wrap up. I basically just wanted to say that I am going to be working on my books. I do have an updated version of Closure, a novella, which I did through Ingram Spark. And I'm trying to get them in the bookstores. And I wanted to send a big shout out to one of the managers at Triangle Town Center, who was very kind to order a few copies of my book, of Closure, to put in the store for local authors. They're very supportive at Barnes & Noble, Triangle Town Center. Not every Barnes & Noble is the same, but in this case, they were. Shout out to AJ and all his staff. Thank you so, so much for the support. I was able to go and sign my book with my kids, my husband, my kids. And it was a great experience because he was very, very kind, just like he was on the phone. And I wanted to say thank you, because as local authors, we need the support of the community, of other people giving us a foot in the door. And even though we can order my books online, I think they're available online on Barnes & Noble online. It's great to see your books in the store. And if you want to support your local authors, you can go and request their books be sent to the bookstores. That's a way to get more people to, to get those books in the store. So I hope that you'll check out, that you'll be able to look at the new updated version of Closure, a novella, which is the same book, but it's been updated through Ingram Spark. And I plan to do the same with Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father. So in case you see a price difference, that would be why, because I updated it to Ingram Spark. And of course, every place requires a different pricing and different stuff like that. So I just wanted to say that. And also a big shout out to my friend, Elva Pedroche Garcia, who also said she was going to be buying my book and reading it and adding a review to it. And if you have read any of my books and you haven't added your review, a review goes a long way for us authors. So please make sure to add that as well. But I just wanted to say I am working on my new novel. I'll be hopefully getting that out there maybe by the end of this year, early next year. But my plan is to get Battered Mind out there so you all could be able to finally read that Sadie's story and be able to know what her journey is about. So this is a different type of book. It's a thriller. It deals with trauma, a lot of different things that happened to Sadie. But in the end, I hope that you enjoy my books just like you've enjoyed Closure, Chasing Clarity, and The Diary of a Broken Father. And if you have not checked out my books, they're available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, and also in other platforms, Google Books, I believe. And just check them out. And if you would like, there's also the Kindle version of the book if you can't afford your paperback. And if you can go and buy a cup of coffee, you can definitely download a Kindle version of a book. So. But I wanted to say thank you very much for the support. Hope you continue to tune in to The Daily with Silstein now through Spotify for Podcasters, and which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Please check out all the episodes, and we'll have more author interviews, my own, you know, with hopefully Lori Fontanez and other authors that may want to come to the podcast. So I hope that you tune in and that you have a great rest of your day. And I hope to bring more of the Daily with Syl Stein now through Spotify for Podcasters through for you, so you can tune into more shows. Have a great one and enjoy your weekend. And I'll be looking out for that newsletter. It's coming soon. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great one.